Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. As we come rocking into this hour, is that new metal? Is Mike Joy going to have to explain the rock music Sean Whitfield's playing on today's program? We'll talk about that later and what exactly that means. And yes, big show today. Denny Hamlin makes his way back in to Victory Circle. Plus, a lot of other stuff to get to. More lawsuit talk, which is always fun, is the Chris Gabehart stuff and Joe Gibbs Racing stuff actually is advancing a little further. Plus, what are we, five, six races in? Race number five down, Las Vegas in the books. Now, let's start really taking a look at the points. Let's take a look at the standings. Let's figure out who's just started slow and who really needs to start worrying about how their season is going. Plus, later on in the program, we'll turn ahead towards next week. It's throwback almost week at Darlington, so it ought to be a good one. Sit back, relax. Special in-studio guest as well. Man, just a whole lot going on. And Sean's got a weird smile like he's got something up his sleeve, so it ought to be good. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am KCR. I'm here every Monday at 6 o'clock, and I sit across from the man, the myth, the legend. He's the only guy that knew it was going to snow today the way it did. He's got a sixth sense about it. It is Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here. Welcome all of our listeners out there today as we continue to talk NASCAR for 25 years. And we've got a friend of ours hanging out here in the Nuga Dentistry studio today.
I'll tell you what, we get guests all the time.
Yeah, Sean. He's going to chime in here and there, and that is none other than Jason Staney. Hello, Jason.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me.
It's been a little while since we've seen you.
Yep. I'm also fighting a little bit of a cough, so I hope I'm not too annoying on the mic.
Oh, no.
So.
You sound good.
You'll fit right in. More annoying the better. And Jason, of course, one of the biggest racing fans that we know.
Yeah, this is a guy that you watch all three series every weekend, don't you?
Well,
if all three are running?
I try to. So I work Friday nights and Saturdays now, so usually it's just the Cup Series now and then whatever I can get during the week. Dirt races, late models, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you're watching a lot of other racing. But wasn't there a time that you were catching all the Craftsman Truck Series races and all the used-to-be Xfinity Series races?
Yeah. That's going to take me a minute. The O'Reilly instead of Xfinity. Yeah. But, yeah, there was a while where I was...
So you just kind of...
Well, he's a working man now.
Yeah, I know, but there's a DVR.
Yeah. Not everyone's
Jason
old
is,
like you, Sean.
Yeah, but Jason is all about racing. I mean, he lives and breathes racing.
He's on the cutting edge of technology just based on where he works, which is, we'll talk about that later, which is pretty cool, eSim racing and all that. But no one DVRs race. You're the only one.
You ever watch a race off a DVR?
Everybody else,
I've
just
never
like,
done it.
You check
really?
It on social media or whatever. Or you watch it on your phone or something.
You're missing out.
I am.
Do y'all even have DVR at your house?
No.
I cannot watch a sporting event when I already know the end of it. I just can't do it.
I'm the
you
same
know,
way.
Knowing who your father is, I could see maybe you wouldn't have a DVR.
Oh, we got a lot of radios, though.
Yeah, I bet. Well, hey, thanks for coming in and joining us. I've been looking forward to this day for
really?
A couple of weeks now because I was looking forward to finding out how the legendary Casey Orr is feeling.
Oh,
he was in the Spartan race Saturday down in Atlanta.
Mm.
He was thinking that, you know, he was going to do well. So just how well did you do?
Well, you know what? I've got a medal. Okay.
Does everybody get a medal?
You know what it says? Finisher. And that's what I did. Thank you, Super Producer Chuck, the one positive in this studio.
So for those that are listening, describe what a Spartan race is.
All right, so it's basically like the one that we did. It was supposed to be a 5K. It ended up closer to 4.5 miles, but it's a run slash there's obstacles slash there's a lot of mud. There's lifting heavy stuff. There's climbing over stuff. It's basically a trail race with a whole bunch of other stuff thrown in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Listen, I've heard of them, didn't know what sort of big deal it was. It's a really big deal.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people do these.
It is a big deal.
There's a whole subculture of people that live for this thing. Some of them were there.
It's kind of like the world of Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something to compare it to.
It's very similar to that, except just way more muddy.
It's an endurance.
So you would do a little bit of a trail run, then you would come to this wall you had to climb, or you would come to a cargo net in the side of a hill that you had to climb up this muddy mountain. There were times we'd have to, one of them, you had to go in this big mud pit and crawl under the barbed wire. I had to pick up like a 100-pound concrete ball and carry it over here and back and drop it. And there was 20 different obstacles in all. It took us about 2 hours to finish. But we finished, had a blast. I'm so sore right now.
Wait. Did I hear you say you had a blast? Do you mean that with joy, or are you just saying that?
Well, the best part of the whole thing was like right when it's over, like the end of it, when it's done. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
Cause you don't want to have to do that again. But, camaraderie, hanging out with your buddies, doing stuff like that. That part was fun. I am so sore right now, like levels of soreness I didn't think you could be. And it's mainly upper body. It kind of hurts to breathe, but it's not like broken rib type hurt. The ironic thing is I was most worried about my back going into this weekend because I have a tendency to have some back issues. It's the only thing that doesn't hurt. I don't know what I did, but I did really good with it. And it's like every other muscle in my body said, you know what? Let's share some of the load. And I'm telling you, I sneezed earlier and I thought I was going to cry. Like that's how sore my core is, my shoulders, my arms. It's so bad.
See, if you'd go with me to the gym, I could have had you prepared for the upper body and all handled. And I could have had you prepared with the legs and the calves. Now, you would have probably been okay with, because you do already, is the running part.
Here's the problem, Sean, is there wasn't a single elliptical out on the Spartan race. I don't know how you'd help me, okay?
No, I don't do elliptical.
People
do
that skip leg day don't do Spartans, okay?
I don't skip leg day, and I do the treadmill. I don't do the elliptical. Now, I used to, but, the older I've gotten, I've just went to the treadmill.
Well, it was... It was fun. Glad it's over.
So a few questions. Number one.
Oh, boy.
Some of those obstacles that you had to do, you described the climbing up a net, the concrete ball, different things like that. Was there any of that you couldn't do?
Yes.
And when you couldn't do it, how did you handle it?
So they've got a little, it used to be you had to do burpees if you couldn't do an obstacle. Now there's just like an extra little spot you have to run. It's like an extra quarter mile or something. And there were
an extra quarter mile,
probably not a quarter mile, but extra couple hundred yards anyway.
Okay.
And they were set up around the obstacles that if you couldn't finish,
you do a lot of that.
No, I was able to complete most of them. There were a few that just, like at the very end of the race, there was like, you had to climb a rope and like hit a bell and like I had nothing left. Like there was no grip strength. There was like, there was nothing left in my body. There was, one of the monkey bars one, my hand slipped off that. And that's another thing. You don't realize the grip.
Do they have judges watching you?
Oh, yeah. Now, we were running the open, so we weren't timed or trying to win anything. But they're way more serious when it's timed like that. But, yeah, you got people watching you and be like, all right, go to your punishment or whatever. There were several I couldn't do. I completed, I think, 75% of them, if you were counting. But there were some that's just like, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
That was rough.
So you said it lasted over 2 hours?
It was right at 2 hours was our finishing time.
Was there a time that in a moment you ever go, I don't know if I can do it?
About 10 minutes into it. we start like the very first, like the first mile is like running and trail running, which is part of what I'm good at. But the guys I were with were a little too hyped and we set on a pace that I wasn't maintaining. That I knew wasn't going to last long. So kind of burned through a whole lot of the stored up energy early. And we got through the first couple obstacles. I was like, this is going to be rough. But finally, eventually I got my sea legs back and was able to get everything under me. And then you kind of fall into the rhythm of working out.
How'd you do compared to the rest of your team?
We all finished, but I mean, we hung back with one another. So like one of our guys that I ran with, Kevin Bloom's son, Tyler, he's been on the show with us before. Tyler was having massive cramps in his calf muscles. Like you would look down and just see him spasming. Like it hurt to watch. And so, I mean, I waited back for him. So, I mean, like, so we finished about the same
time. So you were kind of glad some of them was dealing with that. That gave you a break.
Oh, totally. I was like, don't worry. I've got him. So the guy I work for, our John Owen, he is a workout fanatic and does several Spartans. He loves them. He could have done this in an hour. His average finishing time was an hour, but he was hanging back with us. Mm-hmm. And like, he'd go run and do one and watch us do it or give us tips on the best way to do them. But yeah, all in all, it was a lot of fun. There's a lot of talk about doing another. I don't know if I'll be up for that.
I was going to say, you said it was a lot of fun. You really mean that?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the kind of going through stuff together. I was telling Jason earlier, I haven't felt that when we were done, I haven't felt that spent. Like, you know, when you literally, there's nothing, there's no gas left in the tank. I haven't felt that way since I used to do a lot of trail running with his dad, actually. So
yeah,
that part I kind of forgot. That's fun. And you know, the beers afterwards makes them even better.
that's how you hydrated back, a little
brown water. That it's just the getting to that point is not always fun, but yeah, once it was a sense of accomplishment, you know, all that.
Yeah. So, well,
and I gotta tell you, you get mud in places you didn't know you had. My God, you never get it off.
Are there any places during the course that they wash you off?
No. At the very end, you're allowed to go wash off. There's a big, basically a bunch of garden hoses.
About how many people was in this?
In just the open, like the just kind of the fun part, there were over 2,000.
Wow. Over the entire event, how many would you say?
That I don't know how, because like my login was only for the open, but I think we figured there were probably 3,000 to 4,000 people overall.
Yeah.
And you know,
and you paid to do this.
Yeah That's the other thing. It's like golf. Like you pay to make yourself mad. It's like, oh, I just paid all this money, I'm gonna go try to kill myself now.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you would do it, you would possibly do it again?
Yes. And I would actually enjoy training for the longer one, mm-hmm. not the crazy long one that only weirdos do, but like we did a 5K. I would do the 10K because there's more running and the obstacles are spaced out a little more.
Yeah.
I think I would find that a little more enjoyable. That being said, I'm certainly not committing to doing another one. I'm just saying if I did, that's probably the one I would do.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts to laugh.
Well, you know, now you should get you a gym membership and continue this.
Nature's my gym, Sean.
Well, or start doing push-ups every day.
I do need to do that.
Start doing pull-ups, some of those exercises, because you can do a lot of exercises on your own to where you're working a lot of the same body parts that you would work if you went to the gym and was using equipment.
Yeah, you're right.
So now you know, would be a good time to keep that going.
So use this as a kickoff,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, take this and use it as motivation, as fuel to be a better you.
So our buddy Cameron Parker, who does dad bod cooking, this is what I need to do to avoid the dad bod.
Was he a part of it?
Here for, no.
Yeah.
Not near cool enough to hang with us.
Yeah. So see, yeah, you could avoid the, you know, the dad bod. Of course, your wife told you had the dad bod going on last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks very similar to last year right now.
Well, if you could do different, what would you do? I guess just prepare much earlier and take it more serious.
Yeah, probably a little more cardio. I really, once you do it, you realize there's this, if you don't know what you're getting into, there's really no way to train for that. I mean, I probably could have watched some YouTube videos of exercises that would help, but you almost just have to do it and go, oh, okay.
I bet you could have done some things to train
for. Yeah, I mean, you could have, but it's you know, would I have? No. I should have gotten cardio a little bit better, even though I was better than some on my team, but I could have done better cardio.
Yeah,
because if you can run well and keep your energy up, it makes all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've never considered doing it. I don't know how well I could do.
I think you know what? Come on.
I would probably struggle with the running part the most. A lot of the strength training and all that kind of stuff, I think I would do well with. But Yeah, the running part, I would have to, I would definitely prepare myself a few months in advance.
Some of the obstacles aren't as easy on us tall fellas either. So you might struggle with a few of those.
Yeah,
tight spaces kind of thing.
Yeah, being a bigger guy.
But also, I don't think you would want to get as gross and as muddy as you get.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd have a problem.
You don't think that'd bother? Oh, then hey, let's do it.
No, but I'm not making any commitments.
Let's get Mrs. Orr on board. See if she's down for that.
you think you got a chance of doing a couple thing?
No. Mrs. Orr would not in a million years.
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm glad.
Look at that.
You're
that is the you Chuck. I hope we're recording.
Feeling positive.
Hope this is the first time Sean's ever been proud of anything I've done exercise wise. Well, maybe when I was running with Jared.
I respect anybody that can go through a Spartan race. When you first told me on the show you were doing one, if I wasn't sitting down, I'd have fell over.
You were like, you idiot, you're what?
I mean, I've had enough friends through the years that have done those, and I know the kind of conditioning that they do and the condition they're in order to do that.
You saw the pictures. A couple of them I look kind of cool.
Have you put any of those on your Facebook?
No, I don't do that. I did send them to Mrs. Orr, and I said, don't get too hot and bothered when you're flipping through these. And you know what? She didn't.
Well, could we share one or two of these on the Race and Talk Radio Facebook page?
Yeah, you're welcome to it, man.
All right. So we encourage you, check them out. We'll post them after the show, and you can see what Casey looked like in the Spartan race. And there's some pretty good ones. I mean, when he's talking about covered in mud, he's covered in mud.
Man, there ain't nothing on your body not muddy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. We got a lot of NASCAR straight ahead as we talk about what happened in Vegas. We're going to talk about Denny Hamlin's big win, his 61st victory in his career, and we'll break it all down. We'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR and talk about some TV ratings, and we'll talk a little bit about the little push and shove after the race between two former teammates. We'll get into all that and a lot more as we continue 25 years of talking racing here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. When the seasons change and we're in for cold weather,
look for me on the divide. Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each and every Monday at 6 o'clock getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news you need to know about. Eventually, we're going to talk about Denny Hamlin getting his first victory of the year. Big win for him. Big win for 23XI. First time in winner's circle since his, I guess you'd call it, very traumatic off season. Some good, mostly bad for he and his family. So it was good to see him smile on his face. Maybe not the most exciting of all races in Vegas, but we do go to Vegas. It's over, and now everybody's going to turn their attention towards Darlington. But we'll talk points and standings and all that fun stuff in just a bit. And of course, we're here each and every Monday at 6. Sean, just getting everybody up to speed.
That we are. And one thing to add about Darlington, this is always my favorite time of the year when Darlington does the throwback weekend. Get to see some of the legendary paint schemes come out, and that's always a lot of fun. One that caught my attention, because there's going to be several, is Carson Hocevar has announced with his race team that they are going to do the throwback to the late, great Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, wow. The Wrangler, yeah.
They're going to do the Wrangler paint scheme, and it's going to be used for the Chili's Marg machine. It's going to be called the Chili's Marg machine because they are known for their margaritas, and so he'll be turning the number 77, or at least that's what I hear.
Are they known for their they used to be known for their baby back ribs.
Yeah, but they have promoted on the race car the Presidente?
The El Presidente?
Yeah, right. Margaritas. Right. Some in the past, so that's going to be going on. And that paint scheme was used, or is going to be used, from the car that Dale drove back in 1981. So I think it's a pretty cool idea. It's very fitting, especially since there was a lot of chatter that's been going on last year and this year that Carson has a driving style to the young Dale Earnhardt.
There's other throwbacks that I've seen. There's going to be a Richard Petty throwback that looks like Eric Jones is going to be running on the Legacy Motorsports, but I'm trying to find it. There's one team that is all doing a Greg Biffle throwback, and it is so cool looking, and it's I thought it was a perfect...
That's RFK.
RFK, that's right.
Yeah, all three.
Duh, Roush Fenn. Yeah, so yeah. They're all doing... a Greg Biffle throwback, which I think is a really cool way to pay homage to a man that we lost during offseason and a driver that was so popular and really instrumental to a lot of Roush's success for years.
To add to that, I've been very pleased and impressed that RFK has been recognizing Greg Biffle in honoring his memory as well as they have. No question about it, a lot of Greg's career was at RFK Racing. And he had a tremendous amount of success there it didn't surprise me that they came out and recognized him in memory at the Daytona 500, but it surprised me that the memory and the recognition is continuing, and they are doing it in numerous ways. So hats off to the folks at RFK Racing. I think that's great that they're showing their appreciation and their love and passion for the success that Greg Biffle had. And in his memory, he was a great part of our sport.
Yeah.
In all three series.
Kind of genuinely liked in the garage area and backed up in his personal life. Just did a lot of good things. So that's cool.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the race at Vegas before we dive into Denny Hamlin's big win. At the end of the race, we saw a little conversation going on pit road, or not off pit road, but there off the racetrack, between Daniel Suarez and Ross Chastain, former teammates. And it looked like they were having a little bit of a heated discussion, and then the heated discussion got a little hotter, and we saw Daniel push Ross, and then Trackhouse Racing PR lady got in the middle of between them. Don't really know exactly what happened on the track. Josh made it known. I believe Josh made it known to Daniel with a little bit of a push. Do you help me out, Justin or Jason? Do you remember exactly what went on there, or did you notice?
Yeah. So what happened was, coming out of two, Suarez pushes up a little bit. It's like the last couple laps for position, and Chastain comes around the top, squeezes him into the wall a little bit, and then on the cool down lap, they just keep banging into each other. Finally, they cool it off coming into pit lane, and then Suarez comes walking over Chastain's car, lays hands, and usually when you see the altercations on pit road, Chastain is usually the one who has his hands behind his back and letting other people do all the yelling. But now it was reversed, so it's kind of interesting to see the role reversal for Chastain. He must have done something earlier in the race that must have really got him heated.
Well, it could have. That could have been the way it is. But I've been listening to a variety of media reports today, and this makes sense, that a lot of the speculation is that this has been going on for a while, and that the two didn't really get along when they were at Trackhouse Racing, and that there's possibly some hard feelings from Daniel Suarez when he did not get a contract renewal and Ross did.
But they built the team around Suarez for 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, if Chastain's the new guy, he's the new guy. You know what I mean?
Well, but Chastain's had certainly more success. I just got through watching the video too, and who knows what went on.
I think it goes deeper than just yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. But Chastain does kind of come up like he doesn't get animated until a girl's in between the two, and then he kind of starts like pointing like, you need to walk away. And then Suarez, you're out, he puts his hands like, dude, come on. Like,
well, that lady,
but I don't know, do you pull her aside and be like, hey, PR lady, don't ever do that again? Well, could have easily been a bad look for everybody.
This lady has been doing PR in NASCAR at some capacity with teams for years. She's been with Trackhouse Racing, I don't know for how long, but she used to represent the, you know, she handled them both because she's their PR person. So she knows both of them extremely well because she's worked with both of them. So, you know, she obviously felt comfortable enough that
she must not have thought punches were going to be thrown, at least not with her in the middle.
Well,
not yet.
Yeah. Well, especially I think she probably thought they both had enough respect for her.
De-escalating. Yeah.
Yeah. That she could take control of things and not, you know, get out of control.
Yeah.
But we hadn't seen any good pushing and shoving in a while. It's kind of fun to watch a little of that occasionally.
Yep. I agree. I mean, one of the things that is going to be interesting is, now that points matter so much, now that the playoffs are gone and the chase is back, is the chase going to make more fights on pit road? Or are they going to let them fight? Because in the playoffs, if you get wrecked out and you've already won, it doesn't matter. But now you could, if you saw what happened to Shane Van Gisbergen, he finished basically dead last and was fifth in points, and now, or somewhere near the top five, and now he's way down the order. So every point matters.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. SVG, and we'll get to the results momentarily. But it was unfortunately dead last for Shane Van Gisbergen after the day.
And only 36 cars in the field for Vegas. So, yeah, not even full field.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a bunch. Everybody loves to see passion. Everybody loves to see this stuff, you know, when it means something. That's usually, you know, if nothing means anything, these guys aren't getting in each other's faces and saying things. But you have to walk that fine line. You can't have fights all the time, and you can't have NASCAR be about the fights, because there's a lot of corporate dollars out there, and NASCAR is always going to fight the reputation of a Southern sport with a bunch of yahoos that won't fight when it's over. So walking that fine line, but it is refreshing to see passion in a world where everybody makes a ton of money and shares the same agents, and you know they go out and eat when it's all said and done. It's good to know that this stuff matters enough for some crosswords sometimes.
Well, we used to see it with Kyle Busch. We used to see it some with Joey Logano. It was noted yesterday. I saw a story online. It was 2017 when Kyle Busch and Joey Logano got into it at Vegas. And of course, we used to see it back in the day when Kevin Harvick was on the track. So there's been a variety of drivers that has brought some good drama and entertainment. And we don't really have anybody in the sport right now that has got that personality. Perhaps Carson Hocevar deserves some of that from some of his fellow competitors. But so far, nobody's...
You know, he hasn't screwed anybody up too good yet.
He hasn't upset anybody enough to where they thought that pushing and shoving would accomplish anything. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Vegas, the Penske 400. Of course, Denny Hamlin got the win, his 61st victory in 726 NASCAR Cup Series races. With this win, Hamlin now holds sole possession of 10th on the all-time NASCAR Cup Series win list.
That that's two things. Number one, that's impressive. And number two, that makes me feel old. I kind of feel like we were there when Denny Hamlin started. And guess what, Sean? We were.
Yeah. I mean, you just think about that for a moment. 61 wins. I don't know that we'll ever see that again with the level of competition is today. What are your thoughts? Do you agree or disagree with that?
We're certainly... everything's a little more even now, and as you know, NASCAR continues to go the way that it wants, where everything's a little more equal, and a little more governed, I guess, as far as car building and stuff. You may be right. We may not see dominant performances anymore.
Yeah, this is first victory of the year, of course, and his third top 10 finish in 2026. Chase Elliott came in second. He posted his seventh top 10 finish in 18 races at Vegas. You know, when they did the post-race interview with Chase Elliott, you could just see that sadness, that disappointment of being so close to get a win. And it's been a while since he's been in victory lane. And so far this year, Hendrick Motorsports has not been in victory lane as a company. So you could just see that he wanted it bad, but it just wasn't his day. William Byron came in third. He posted his ninth top 10 finish in 10 races, or top 10 finish in 17 races at Las Vegas. In fourth, we had Christopher Bell. Fifth, Ty Gibbs. Sixth, Chris Buescher. Seventh, Kyle Larson. Eighth, Chase Briscoe. Ninth, Bubba Wallace. And 10th, Brad Keselowski.
That a baby top 10, Keselowski. RFK kind of having a sneaky, decent season. All right, Tyler Reddick in 13th. Austin Dillon, 12th. Blaney, 16th. Logano, 15th. Chastain, we talked about getting into it with Suarez. They finished 17th and 18th. Eric Jones, 20th. Hocevar, Sean's favorite, finishes 22nd. Kyle Busch, 28th. Returning back to his home track, did not go as planned. And, of course, SVG finishing, rounding up the bottom in 36.
Disappointing day for SVG. Just when he has had some momentum, and I was about to be able to say that, hey, we had our first mile and a half track of the year, and look at what he accomplished. He's more than just a road course racer, and it just wasn't his day. Overall, how would you rate this race? We had We had 21 lead changes among non-drivers, 3 cautions for 20 yellow flag laps. What are your overall thoughts of the race?
You know, sometimes not everyone can be a home run, but I thought it was a solid double. Good racing, got a little anger at the end of it, and got Denny Hamlin a win. So all in all, Vegas was a success. It hasn't been my favorite this year, but it's a good race.
I would echo that. I would echo all that. It wasn't one that just we walk away with and say, man, that's one of the best races we've seen lately, or, you know, seen this year. But it was overall a good race. Jason, thoughts?
I thought it was good. The first half of it was pretty good. Good 3, even 4 wide battling. And then near the end, it just kind of tapered off. But not every race can be a home run. So,
you know, you're right about that. Not every race can be one of the best you've ever seen.
That's true. Statistically, it just can't happen.
And sometimes the NASCAR Nation fan base out there thinks that's the way it should be.
That's right.
All right, it's time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll break down the point standings after Vegas. We'll get into the news and the world of NASCAR. We got all that and more straight ahead as we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio as we talk NASCAR for 25 straight years. For Casey Orr, for Jason Staney joining us today, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Special in-studio guest today, our buddy Jason Stainey, Mr. Man of All Racing Knowledge, sitting in with us and talking a little bit about what happened at Vegas. And, of course, as we talked about, attention is now going to turn towards Darlington for the Goodyear 400. From Darlington, South Carolina. We're going to Darlington, so you know a couple things. We're going to have the racing strap, very unique track, and of course it's going to be throwback weekend. Now, Sean, I think Darlington, it's kind of one of those funny histories. Like, we went there twice a year forever. It got really unpopular. It went away. People couldn't believe the Southern 500 was gone, so they brought it back just as one race, and it became one of the more popular races of the year.
Yeah.
And And I think we talked about this last show, but I think October is normally considered like the best sports month because football's going on, baseball's into the playoffs. You've got NASCAR that's winding down and getting into some good races. And of course the weather, you know, it's a great time for sports, but kind of the runner up is either March, April, and what we're doing. March Madness has begun for all you basketball fans. You've got spring base.
Do you keep up with that?
With March Madness?
Yeah,
I'll keep up with college basketball. I used to a lot when Oklahoma State was good, but we haven't been lately. But I'll keep up with that. You've got basketball's starting to slow down and get ready for its playoff run, March Madness. You've got the NFL draft and all the free agency, which NFL's so big that even off-season stuff is a big deal when it's doing that. So,
you know, there is a lot of truth to that.
Oh, absolutely. It's just insane. And with the draft coming up, that's all people are talking about. So this is a really good, and then you throw Darlington in there.
Well, that, and have you noticed how much emphasis Fox is putting on IndyCar since they've got a stake in ownership of IndyCar?
We talked about that last show. Yeah, you're starting to see a lot more promotion out of that, trying to make IndyCar a thing again.
Yeah. You know, there's been speculation, and it depends on what website you look at online. Sometimes you'll get some really far out opinions, and then you'll sometimes read opinions that make a lot of sense. And there's been a lot of speculation about the fact that the relationship that Fox has with NASCAR is nowhere where it once was. And that when Fox dropped NASCAR Race Hub, and then through the negotiations where NASCAR has not necessarily shown Fox as much loyalty as maybe they would have felt like they deserved from being with NASCAR longer than any other network, and they brought in Amazon Prime, they brought in TNT. And so, you know, I get it. Fox has got to do what's in the best interest of their business and their business model, just like NASCAR feels like they have to do it. But it was an opinion article, and it was very well written, talking about how it appears that there's been, you know, some unhappiness from NASCAR towards Fox because of how the relationship has changed and things that decisions that Fox has made in programming.
I still think it's hilarious, and we've talked about this before on the show. When ESPN carried all the races, man, they were all in for NASCAR.
Yeah.
And the minute that they didn't carry the races, they might not even cover the races on SportsCenter. Like, they might not even talk about who won. And it was such a stark, like, whoa, this is still a major sport. It's the number one motorsport in our country. And it went from like, oh yeah, we're broadcasting da 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 da, to, yeah, oh, by the way, you know, Jeff Gordon won and Dick Trickle came in 38th or whatever. That was their running joke. They'd always put where Dick Trickle finished no matter what.
Yeah. I came across the recent TV ratings today from Phoenix, and it really didn't surprise me where the ratings are with NASCAR. FS1 had 2.841 million viewers last weekend with the race at Phoenix. That was for the Cup Series. The CW for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series had 1.159 total viewers, which is an increase of 8% over the previous weekend at COTA. It goes on to say the 2554 grew by 28% compared to the weekend at COTA. It seems like the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series has grown and CW has been very beneficial for that series. Because see, it's exclusively on CW, and CW puts a lot of promotion into it, and they've done as they should. They've completely taken ownership of that series.
I don't know that we've ever been more divided on streaming versus cable, who's got what. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that, or what we're learning, is there are these weird little pockets like CW being available everywhere, and people constantly looking for programming. And right now, you know, there's a lot of people cutting out streaming, cutting out cable, and it's these little pockets you can find, and to see them have success, I think that's pretty cool.
Jason, you were what, 26, 27?
28.
Good.
So Lord. You're
that also makes me feel old.
You're a lot younger than me and Casey being old guys. What's your feeling as a NASCAR fan with the way the streaming and TV and all that? I guess it's no big deal to you, is it?
Well, so like example for the CW, right? They have their own app, but they don't have the races on there that you can watch live. And I would rather just watch it live on the app than watch it on TV. But you can use the app to watch any of the driver cams, like the onboard cams. So
you can't get the race live on the CW app?
You cannot get it live on the app. So I can't go upstairs, watch it on my phone or whatever. You have to find it on TV or, you know.
Huh. That's interesting.
But to me, if I had the option, I would rather just pay NASCAR X amount of dollars and just have their own app. They have the NASCAR app. Let me watch the race on the NASCAR app. I'll pay you $40 a month, whatever.
So you watch a lot of your NASCAR on your phone. Is that what you're saying?
No, I watch it on my computer.
You watch it on your computer
and TV. Yep.
Okay.
You sit at your computer and watch. That is so foreign to me.
It's his generation.
These whippersnappers, man.
It's just like his generation. They get most of their news off social media, off Twitter or Facebook. Well, do y'all even go to Facebook?
I don't use social media. I'll be real with you. I do not use social media. But I also, in regards to the TV thing, we don't really have a lot of good places in our house to watch TV. So for me, it's pretty much only the computer.
Yeah, go to your room and watch your computer.
You need to get dad to invest in a really big, nice 72-inch high-def TV.
Man, when we eat dinner, our neighbor, he's got like an 80-inch TV. I can see exactly what he's watching while we're eating dinner. It's kind of funny.
But he's probably not watching NASCAR.
Nope. Every so often, I'll look over, make sure he's not a NASCAR fan, because if he was, I'd go knock on his door and ask him who he's rooting for.
Or you could go over and join him.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the driver standings after the race at Vegas. Tyler Reddick is still leading by good lead, 61 points ahead of second place Bubba Wallace. Third is Ryan Blaney, 67 points behind. Denny Hamlin is fourth, 78 points behind the leader, and then Chase Elliott in fifth.
Followed by Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, William Byron in eighth, Chris Buescher, right, having a good year in ninth. Ty Gibbs rounds out the top 10. He had another strong showing this weekend. Joey Logano, 11th. Brad Keselowski, 12th. What is this, 2018? Ryan Preece, 13th. Michael McDowell, 14th. And Carson Hocevar and Shane Van Gisbergen round out the top 16. Let's look at Chastain is in 20th. Suarez is outrunning Chastain. Neither one of them having a great year. Kyle Busch, Sean, 22nd in the points. How long before we have a blow up of his? And then you get all the way to the bottom, and Alex Bowman, still battling some health stuff, is in 36th.
All right. Jason, one thing that came to my mind, you could get YouTube TV as your streaming service. You can download the YouTube TV app on your tablet or your phone, and you can get everything. You can get CW, FS1,
all of that, and you can watch it live. So that may be something to consider.
Man, that's why they pay you the big bucks, huh? That's a smart idea.
Yeah.
How do I not know that? How do you know that?
I it's one of those things. It's called common sense.
Well, shoot. I guess I don't have that. A couple more years, huh? That's why they say
you're
old
missing
age
out.
Wisdom.
You're missing Man. Out. But yeah, that's the easy fix, because I watch, I don't know, I'd say 5 or 6 races a year. Especially if I'm in a restaurant, I'll watch it on YouTube TV on my phone. So yeah, that's another way to do it.
Wives love that when you're just sitting over
there.
That's
a dedicated fan right there.
Luckily, I have a wife that's very understanding about that. But I try to choose the times that I do it to make sure that I'm not going to be in trouble. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. If you miss any portion of today's program, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. It will be posted up by tomorrow morning. You can also find it at our website at racingtalkradio.com. We got more NASCAR straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield, along with Jason Staney. More after the break.
Assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Another day. Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. We come at you each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. And, of course, joined by special in-studio guest, friend of the program, Jason Stainey. Been talking about Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Denny Hamlin's first win of the season. Big win for Denny. You know, he's going to make the playoffs anyway, but good points day for him. And I guess we're awful early in the season, Sean. But I guess
very early.
Go ahead and as a race winner, place him in the try to win a championship finally in 2026. And it's so funny, 60-something wins. I think
61.
I think he now has more wins than Mark Martin without a championship. So he has taken that mantle from Mark Martin. If I remember correctly, that might have happened last year. I need to check my numbers, but. The winningest driver to never have a championship, I believe, is where Denny sits. And no sign of him slowing down.
That's right. It appears that he'll be running. I think maybe next year could be his last. Jason, you have an opinion on that? Or have you heard any scuttlebutt that maybe we haven't heard or noticed?
I mean, surely he'd want to drive for his own team, right? You'd probably want to do at least a couple races or a year in 2311.
Well, let's hope he doesn't follow in the footsteps of Jimmy Johnson. Oh,
God forbid.
Where he thinks he wants to get a few races in under the ownership. It hadn't worked out well for Jimmy. But, yeah, he seems to have that fire and passion for the sport. I think it's likely that we'll see him run through next year.
So, of course, you know, we covered the lawsuit that he and Jordan had with NASCAR that was eventually settled, but I think overall, at least publicly, it was a win for 2311 Racing. But, of course, the off season where his father passed away in a fire at their home, a lot of times those kind of things have, you know, it's either the effect of, why do I still do this? I need to spend more time with family. Or it kind of reignites. My dad would want me to go out here and win a championship. And, you know, I don't know.
It seems like it's done the latter from his comments after the race yesterday.
It seems like, you know, doing something you would know would make that person proud is sometimes all the drive you need. So maybe that's it. But, yeah, I agree with you, Jason. Like, eventually, don't you want to go drive for your own team? Or maybe that's the whole point of owning a team. You don't have to drive. But yeah, it's good to see Denny, love him or hate him. And I think more people I've always liked Denny. But you know, he's got a very popular podcast and he has certainly taken the role of the guy, not scared to bring up topics and say things, not scared to throw things back in your face. I think there are a few more Hamlin haters out there, but I do think he's good for the sport.
I think maybe he's turned the curve a little bit, and he's got...
Beating NASCAR will do that.
Beating NASCAR, I think the fact that people are seeing that he's become more of a family man. After the race yesterday, he had his whole family there. He's got several children. He had his mom there. I think a lot of people feel bad of the fact that he was so close to winning the championship last year, and whether you hated him or not, you kind of had some compassion for how close he got, and especially trying to get the win because his father's been ill and he didn't know if his father would ever get the chance to be back at the racetrack. And then unfortunately his father was killed, as you said, in a fire. But I don't think there's quite as many Denny haters as there once was. Shift gears for just a moment before we have to come to a close. Casey, do you remember when Days of Thunder came out.
Little Robert Duvall and Tom Cruise. Yeah, man.
Do you remember about the timeline that came out? How long ago?
1990. Dang, okay.
Tight. Yeah. 1990 was when Days of Thunder came out. And
Mella Yella.
There was a variety of NASCAR personalities that were in it. And, of course, the original film was a fictional race car driver, Cole Trickle, which was played by Tom Cruise. There's been discussions with a production company with some Hollywood film writers to the possibilities of bringing back a sequel. They've been in conversation with some of the tracks as well as drivers and teams. And it's likely that we will see a Days of Thunder 2 or something that will be the sequel from the Days of Thunder.
Afternoons of Lightning.
I would love to see something like that.
I don't know. It's pretty classic. It's sort of classically bad also, like as far as the, if you're a NASCAR fan, you realize how much BS it was, but it was a great story. Also, it's where Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise hooked up, which that's many relationships ago. If you remember that scene. So I don't,
I did not remember that one.
You don't remember Nicole Kidman? And
I remember.
You don't remember the racing with Sweet and Low Packets, and he explains drafting to her. It's like, you got to get in behind the other one, you can slingshot. My gosh.
You got a good memory there.
Just, well, I just, you know, watch movies, girl. And classic Robert Duvall. Passed away, lost him.
Jimmy Johnson has said that Legacy Motor Club will have a third cars next season.
He's kind of sneakily, slowly building a team, Sean.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that today, and I'm thinking, you came from the king of the hill, which is Hendrick Motorsports. Why would you want to go and try to start all this from scratch, knowing firsthand what you're up against? And he could have found himself in a position with Hendrick Motorsports just like Jeff did.
You know, listen.
I think Rick would have given him any opportunity he would have.
I think he
would have wanted.
Obviously wanted to do his own thing, or didn't expect it, got into it and really liked it. But, you know, listen.
I think maybe some
bored,
of it is.
Bored rich people do a lot of things.
I think some of it is, too. He decided he wanted to get away from the sport, go a different direction, and he realized how much he missed it.
He got home. He's like, man, my old lady just makes me do chores all the time. I'm going back to racing.
I'm tired of having conversations with her. All right, Jason. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's always good to see you, brother.
If people want to go race in Chattanooga, where do they go?
Go to Speed Hub Sim Racing down in Hickson, Tennessee.
Is there a website?
There is a website, speedhub.speedhubsr.com.
All right, so you can learn more about it there. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.
All right, Casey, any final words, sir?
Have a great week. Let's do this again next Monday.
That's right. We'll be back here next Monday to do it all again. So make sure you join us 6 o'clock right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. We'll keep you up to date with all the latest news on and off the racetrack. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studio, this is WRXR-FM.